Action Park Media.
Well, Kev, you know, you're the artist in the room, so I'll wait for you.
I'll see it.
No, I'll wait for you to watch it.
Did you just drive down from, like, Saskatoon?
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2, episode 36.
Quick shift pod.
At Quick Shift Pod.
You know, I didn't realize until like a couple days ago that that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Oh, I felt the cadence.
Right, it became a thing. Yeah, it's not pre-planned.
It's like the baseball game where you throw around the horn.
We throw it around the horn.
Analogies.
I like it. That's exactly what we do. We throw it around the horn. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I used the spike ball analogy earlier because it's like if you have a game of three spike ball, it's sort of...
Yeah, I guess that works better than ping pong because there's three. But ping pong would be the better one, or tennis.
Yeah, but you also have the ability to be a little bit aggressive in spike ball.
Yeah, you can go on the offensive.
I would like to say my number 36, and I have to go either first or second because I can only think of two.
All right, well, I'll go first this time. Matt's Zuccarello.
Didn't I tell you he was going to do that?
You did.
Zook.
Well, you missed Mike Richter yesterday, so...
I mean, and I took a lot of heat in the comment section.
Matthew Barnaby.
Oh, who has been aggressively trying to fight me for like 2 years.
Still?
Really?
Yeah.
Like he wants to fight you in the street or something?
He wants to fight me anywhere. I told him to fly to L.A. Just fly here. Tell me when you land. I'll pick you up at the airport. We'll come here and we'll fight in the...
courtyard?
Yeah. We'll just clear all the furniture. He wants to do some gambling thing. He wants to make money off just want
to
fight.
He wants to monetize it?
Yes.
What, like a rough and rowdy?
Yeah. Well, originally he asked me to do rough and rowdy.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You should do that for the pod.
By the way, great pull by me.
Yeah, seriously.
Talk about ruffling some feathers. He hates you that bad?
Yeah, and here's the problem. This was pre... Who ain't got jujitsu, Sean?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Regular hockey fighting, Sean?
Yeah.
Now he's got jujitsu, right. Sean.
Now you'll just pull him by the ear and he's dead.
He wants to do it on the feet. I say, fine, I'll start on my back, brother.
Lay down right on your back and you'll choke him out.
They call pulling guard.
Cage fight in the courtyard. I like it.
That's crazy, bro.
That's just crazy. Yeah. What did you do? Well, I mean, is it some...
I'm not sure.
I called him
a plug. He was a plug. Hmm. He was
So he's had you in the crosshairs ever since?
Yeah, and I think he's looking to...
He's looking to monetize it. That's a bold statement.
Hey, listen, aren't we all?
Low on cash?
He fights, doesn't he?
No.
He fights,
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you saw each other, you're saying he would start a fight with you?
Oh, 100%.
Or do you think it was a bit?
Oh, I'm not sure if he would do it in the wild or if there wasn't cameras. Like, we could have one camera here.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it. But yeah, we'll move all the furniture in the courtroom.
I wonder what that looks like for insurance purposes for the company.
It's probably not good. We'll sign waivers.
let's roll the dice.
Fire up the waivers with the CEO.
I just learned that Texas is a mutual combat state, which means if two individuals say...
If you choose to fist fight.
If we would like to go, it's fine. So you obviously have to have it on video or something or both parties have to agree when the fight's over to also agree that it was mutual combat.
So you guys want to meet in Texas?
We should do a meet and greet
in Texas where it's legal.
That might be something.
Think about it. I mean, I that's really strange. I did not know that. I wouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's a real underground thing. People understand it. You got...
Dave Boland.
He's got a name on the cup. He's a great player.
Yeah. He had a nice little run. Kind of disappeared afterwards, though, right?
Yeah, he was grandfathered in. No shield.
Oh yeah,
yeah, no shield guy.
Yeah.
He also devastated me in the Hawks Cup win over the Bruins. He was the one that scored with like 40 seconds left.
Tough customer.
Yeah. You know what's interesting,
Super
Scotty?
Tough customer.
You are better looking than Jamie Benn.
Ooh.
Why the change
of heart?
Jamie Benn's cross-eyed. He's a very good-looking man, by the way.
Yeah.
But Jamie Benn has a slight cross eye.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why his wires get crossed so easily.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
Two-game suspensions.
Well, it's the next slide after. We'll get to Jamie Benn.
Ooh, look at this.
Their misery loves company.
What do you mean? Sidney Crosby's not misery.
Well, he's miserable. He didn't win the playoffs or make the playoffs. He
won three Stanley Cups.
I understand.
He's gone back to back.
Hey, listen. This little meeting must have been, boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall there. Yeah. Like, what could Kyle Dubas tell Sidney Crosby about the future of the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Right.
Well, other than, Sid, what do you got, 3 years left? Like, are we talking about you're going to be the president and I'm going to be 3 years into my GM role and that's why we're meeting right now? Or are we going to try and do something quickly?
By the way, that, who knows, bro? That could have 100% been what that meeting was about.
That's all you're giving Sid, three? I think he's 35.
Listen, let's call whatever it is. Yeah. He is definitely in that group, is in a must win now situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Sidney Crosby doesn't want to hear the five. Sidney Crosby doesn't want to hear the 5-year plan.
No.
He wants to know, we put a winner on the ice next year?
Yeah.
What does that look like? Or the year after that? He's got to look for the next year.
Yeah. What do you think Dubas wore?
By the way, you know, Dubas and I sometimes go with the same kind of look. I don't know if I know.
I feel it. I understand.
Surprised you hadn't brought that up.
No, I think he goes way more casual. T-shirt, sneakers. They met somewhere at a restaurant.
He does the sweater
Like the Gretz.
Shirt.
No, yeah. I don't think he's trying too hard.
Oh, no, I think he went in there very buttoned up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This guy's not a let-loose type of guy, all right?
He's not?
I don't think so. I'll tell you who is, though. If this is true...
Bobbo.
And I believe it, and I don't know if this is a parody account or what, but if there was one guy in the NHL that I would be endeared to more for taking a rip off a vape in between periods, or that looks like a practice day.
Scotty hits that. That's Scotty's look.
That's your brand.
Yeah, and you just said it, very endearing. So all this transitive property.
Who
pretty
is
endearing.
That? Who is that? Is that Bobrovsky?
That's Bob.
Yeah.
Bob hitting the oney?
Hitting the oney.
In his gear, in the locker room.
What's anybody going to say? Not much.
Not a fucking word.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling, Bob.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
I mean, I got a lot of similarities to this guy now. We hit the same vape on the walk-off. I'm still on the ice when you guys walk away.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities between us.
You know, 1 degree of separation of anything in Scotty's world.
Very
right?
true. Yeah.
Right?
Or maybe a half a degree.
Yeah. Anyways...
I mean, how can we confirm that, Scott? Did you Photoshop that?
I did not. I mean, this is Bobrovsky memes Instagram, very reliable news source.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me. And by the way, I've played with a lot of Russian guys,
right?
And boy, do they like the heaters.
Yeah, right.
And that's just evolution.
Saunas and heaters.
Saunas and heaters. You know?
Do they smoke in this? Can you set that? Would be
not great. In the sauna.
Not
no.
The sauna.
Right.
No. But they have a little courtyard out there.
As soon as they get out of the sauna,
you go right
heater.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, as soon as they get done with practice, I played with Zubov. Zuby smoked in the shower.
That's crazy.
He would go in the shower in between periods and bang three out.
That's crazy.
Not just one.
That's utterly crazy.
He would. It would be like, how much nicotine can I get into my lungs in this amount of time and then get back into it? And was there ever a smoother skater? Was there ever a more dynamic defenseman than Zubov? And now I just saw the knob. I saw the knob.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? The knob is insane.
You guys have been talking. This is the first clear, real look I've gotten at it. You guys have been talking
about
it.
That's why I used the picture.
You guys have been talking about it for 6 months.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Well, it's that crazy. It's that
look
ridiculous.
At the knob.
Look at the knob.
Yeah. In ratio to the stick, right?
Listen, it was working for that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's a beast. So whatever he's got to do with his, he can do whatever he wants with his
I'm surprised mainstream media hasn't picked this up. But,
no.
And also, what I didn't know, and this is the first time I've realized it, Jamie Benn actually uses a piece of that blade tape.
Black underneath it?
Yes. And then he just, so the white is decoration. It's
right.
Decorative.
You know, that might be.
That's
like,
not for
that,
like a toe drag?
That might be
Kevin?
New age grip tape, Sean. Yeah, I don't even think you know about that.
I've seen it.
Right.
I understand.
It doesn't even go underneath the blade.
I know. It just lays on top of it. And Kevin, wow, Kevin, because now he's got that. It's like the lacrosse, you know, lacrosse sticks. You put the shooting strings.
Yeah.
That's Jamie Benn's shooting string.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a fucking remarkable revelation.
And now I'm wondering how many guys maybe do that. Pasternak might do that too. Have you ever seen his tape job?
Yep.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, this news broke when we were recording yesterday. Jamie Benn, 2 games. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because one of those games is already done.
And
the Stars won.
Yeah.
So
Do you think that, that
he would
they
return
did
for
this?
Game six?
Do you think they did this because it would be a storyline and he would be back for game seven?
Ooh,
Kev?
Siop.
No, but I think it would be game six.
Siop.
Because I initially thought, ooh, wouldn't it be great, a great storyline?
Right.
But it would be game, he'd be six. Back for game six, which would be obviously.
So then they should have gave him three and he would, if he could
if
have
it
braced
went to seven.
Them. Yeah, that was a bad move.
Yeah, that's a good point. You also hear his comments on it.
I loved it.
I did too. Yeah.
He was just trying to break his fall.
Just, yeah, I was falling. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Well,
what's
his face
say,
was
right?
in my way.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to say?
Yeah.
And he did kind of own the emotional aspect of it as well. So,
did he
split
cop?
Second decision? Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, Sean, you've done a bunch of emotional
yeah.
things. You're an emotional guy. I mean, you can see how one just, you know.
I like to wear my heart on my sleeve. Yeah. So, did he address the no media after the game?
I don't believe he did.
Interesting.
I don't believe he did. Yeah, he...
You probably nailed it on the head, Sean.
Yeah, he was just ready to
He's
go.
He's like, it's the first period. I'm not going to stay
Just rattled.
I'm going home. I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll scooch it forward a little bit here.
Well, Scoocheroo, I saw this. You know, people don't understand. Ty Domi, first of all, look at the Albanian devil right there. No neck. I mean, just a fire hydrant of a man beside another fire hydrant. You imagine walking into an alley and running into Tyson and Domi in their prime?
By the way, that'd be bad news for people right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't think it would be great now.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure Ty would still be perfectly willing to throw an ass whipping on whoever he saw fit.
Absolutely.
His hands are still loose.
And okay. Let's face it, Mike goes into that other zone.
Yeah.
And it could be ugly.
I was rewinding, too. Did you guys see that Ric Flair was in there, too?
I saw. I mean, Rick, listen, you don't know who's going to get hit with a fucking chair when he's in the room.
But hey, Max Domi bringing out the stars. Tyson
right?
and Ric Flair and his father in his own right.
I'll tell you what, though, and I love Max,
Me
but
too.
Ty would shit kick Max still.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you cleared the furniture in the living room and said, all right, boys, have at her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
I don't think Max
is dead.
But he doesn't argue that either.
Yeah, because the psychological edge that Ty will always have over him is
Ty's head is a literal bowling ball.
Yeah.
And the hands, and like, you know, even he doesn't need a warm up. Ty just goes, okay, I'm in one.
He does not care. Well, he uses warmies to start dudes to make fight appointments.
But
Ty used to make.
Fun fact about Ty Domi, one of the most connected guys you'll ever meet. Like the Miami. He's like the original Grutman, the Sofer crew, the Nelson Peltz. I mean, Ty Domi is so wired in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a guy that, you know, had no business really turning into who he turned into. I mean, what an unbelievable story Ty Domi just as a career was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
He's like folklore, you know?
He somehow, some way is on, you know...
He's still got it.
I don't know that you're going to call it Mount Rushmore, but when you think about the culture of hockey, like Ty Domi is like up there. He's got to be, right?
I would agree because you know what? No matter what, he's always going to be in the room. Like that's why he's best friends with Mario. You know, Gretz, all the big boys love Ty.
Oh, they all tip the cap to Ty Domi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dallas activated their defense and it changed this game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Haksanen. What's his name?
Hakkinen, I think.
I'm not sure.
Hakkinen.
Four.
Comment section.
Sort of like a Nick Lidstrom type player. He had a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Pavelski, and then this kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally showed up.
J-Rob.
Is it too late?
Finally showed up. He scored a big one.
Yeah. But, I mean, finally showed up in the sense of, you know, when we're comparing guys to superstars, are they... Matthew Tkachuk type superstars, or you don't get to play one every three games.
He put one of those in, well, maybe this gets him going, because he definitely put one in last night.
He was a Sean Avery regular season all-star.
Yeah.
You hate him, and he showed up tonight, but I don't know. I think it's a little too late.
Hey.
Too late.
I'll tell you.
I'm gonna
Vegas
say it
was
again.
Flat.
I'm going to say it again. Vegas is going to win the Stanley Cup.
You are really hammering this.
Well, they're definitely going to win this series, but I think this goes a few more games now, maybe.
You know what I'm worried about? Is
yep.
that I supported the Dallas Stars, and then, Sean, you brought up the fact that we will be going to Vegas for a game. So now I kind of want Vegas to win. Did I double mush?
Well, you want a road trip.
I really want to go to Vegas with you.
What a road trip.
So now I really want Vegas to win.
You're a road trip guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack on that play there, I just thought I'd like to see him bear down a little bit more. You know, like the cute move there, it's not going to work at this time of the year. So he played great last night. Marchessault was dynamite. Vegas was a little slow, their back end, but I just want Jack to bear down there.
But if you're the coach of the Knights, are you telling Eichel that, or are you just letting him play his game?
No, you're not.
Can't, right?
No, you
can't tell Eichel
like that.
Exactly.
To bear down on a breakaway. Although, you never know. I could see Scotty telling somebody that. Scotty Bowman.
Right.
Like, Sergei, stop with the cute shit.
Yeah.
Just bury it.
Yeah. Little ass tap at the end, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, Eichel's been an utter stud, and so is this guy.
You ever have a director pat you on the ass and say, hey, take another run at it, will you?
Yeah.
Is it Nick Cassavetes?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that would be such a terrible thing to say.
No. Well, not in this. Well, depends what climate you're living in, but.
What to tell a player, like, come on.
Yeah, but on a break.
Oh, I'm talking about the director.
Oh, directors.
That's normal.
No,
right?
I mean, directors are like, listen, man, it's just not. I've been in situations where directors are like, look, we're not getting it, you know?
We're not getting it.
We just got to do something.
What does we're not getting it mean?
It's just not happening.
And then what do?
You got to take a new approach. You got to go back and take a couple extra cuts at it, maybe change your swing.
Do you go into the
trailer? Maybe adjust the batter stance, you know?
Do you go into the trailer like Leo did and just destroy everything?
No. No.
What a scene that was, right?
Yeah. Dylan also had one.
Oh,
Dylan,
he did?
Dylan had
Entourage?
Johnny Drama had a...
A lot of people think that Drama gave Leo inspiration for that scene.
Is that a word on the street?
It's my word on the street.
That's a stretch. Okay.
Who knows?
So, I mean, Johnny Drama, as you say, his tentacles reach far. Matthew Tkachuk, Leo, I don't know, maybe not out of the question.
Who
knows?
Anyways.
Who knows?
Stranger things have happened.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm guessing Leo probably came up with most of that on his own.
I think so. I'll tell you, though. Well, no. Dallas fans, shame on you, Dallas fans, because you bailed on your team in game three. The building was actually empty in the third period. Now, I don't say shame on you. Maybe you're trying to hold your team accountable. Like, we're not sticking around for this garbage.
Yeah.
They were a different crowd in game four.
Yeah, well, I think Ric Flair and Tyson maybe brought the energy. Now you're kind of a lot of cutaways. Now you're kind of stuck with them. You got to bring them back for
a lot of cutaways
for the next game.
Was there a lot? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great Ty Domi and Mike Tyson in the box, and then all of a sudden Ric Flair comes in. Yeah,
and Ty.
How about the old school dads really chipping into the playoff run?
Yeah.
Like Tkachuk and Domi.
Yeah.
And
getting involved.
Yeah.
Grow the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Connect the generations.
By the way, there's got to be a couple more players who had fathers who played in the league who are probably like, where's my love here?
On these teams currently playing,
Well, Stastny, but Stastny. He's done, right?
Yeah. He's still playing, but his dad.
That was recent, though.
Yeah, nowhere to be found.
Nothing.
There's got to be a few others, but maybe not. These are interesting. You know, they're not as common as you would think. Nylander, obviously, in Toronto. I feel like Willie Nylander's relationship with his dad, Michael, must be a little strained because his dad was a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure he loves his son's game.
A little flashy.
I think he knows he's going to find it at a certain point.
Yeah.
I think that his dad is probably pretty happy with the ticket.
The polisher.
I guess he's pretty happy with the ticket. I mean, his dad ain't mad about shit, bro.
No.
Kid signed a fucking... How big was his deal?
It was big.
It was big.
Right. Job well done, son.
Yeah. It was big.
Nice ticket.
Core four.
His game. He's disappointed in his game. He's fucking sitting in some giant house somewhere fucking eating lobster and drinking red
People
wine.
Don't understand Michael Nylander's game, man. He was a lugger. He was like the original... God, go do yourself a favor. Go watch Michael Nylander highlights. He was a hell of a player. Hell of a player.
Yeah, we bounce over to overtime here. I mean, I'm definitely thinking that the Vegas Knights are going to seal a deal here. But
it was a stupid penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't take penalties at OT.
Yep.
Okay? And Pavelski's just got a laser. This kid just knows how to score. Look at that. His body's already open. Like, you know, technically... That's as perfect of a slap shot. That's like a Brett Hall slap shot, pre-knee down days. Mm-hmm. Just the transfer of weight. And then he goes cross-body cheese.
Yeah.
Do you think that Pavelski said, that one's for Jamie. That one's for the captain. That's for you, Cap. You think there's some sentiment there? Like he stepped up for Jamie Benn?
Well, I'll tell you, if that was the case, then this could turn into a dangerous series. Because you get something
you
to play for.
Yeah. Pavelski gave, hey, that was for you.
Yeah.
And we go, we're going to get you one more, Benner. We're getting you to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Or, yeah, you're coming back.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a shot at redemption. I'm going to see to it. I'm going to make sure that's happened. I'm going to see to it.
Hear me out on this one. In closing, Conn Smythe Trophy, we've done a lot of talk about the gambling. If you're a degenerate like me, Joe Pavelski probably has crazy odds to win the Conn Smythe. If they came back... Joe Pavelski had a hell of a series before. He'd probably have a hell of a season or a series.
Scotty, the way you don't understand art, he doesn't understand gambling. Right. You're 100% right.
Yes.
Glad to see you well. Overcome and completely silent now. With heaven's help, you cast your demons out. And not to pull your halo down around your neck and tug you off your cloud. But I'm more curious... But I'm just a little curious how you're planning to go about making your amends to the dead. The new Superfect Circle. At Quick Shift, episode 36. Wow, I just got walked off. Wow.